Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Whenever we have a nervous breakdown or a mental breakdown, however we want to refer to it, we often have this period of time where so many things in our life changes. Mm-hmm. We change the way that we're interacting with other people. We change our routines. We change our schedules. A lot of things in our life change during that period of time.
Right.
And so today we're going to talk about how important it is to return back and get back to our healthy routines, our healthy schedules, our normal life.
Right. I'm convinced that the Humpty Dumpty was really about a nervous breakdown.
I think so.
You know, yeah. I mean, and I always think about that mm-hmm. things just shatter. You yeah. know, it's we're all sort of delicate pieces and you just kind of fall apart mm-hmm. and it breaks up into pieces. And somehow you have to put it all back together again.
Right.
And it's not that what you put back together is flawed.
Right.
But you need to put it all back together.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today is how do you get back to normal?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so we begin that process mm-hmm. by really looking at, and this is sort of a self-reflection type of thing, is looking at what has changed during this time that you were not functioning very well. I think it's really important that we look at what you're doing different.
Right.
You know, it seems like a lot of times people don't really realize the relationship between how they feel and what they do. And
correct. Yeah.
When there's this disconnect, you know, we say we want to be healthy, but mm-hmm. we don't eat well. We say we want to feel more fit, mm-hmm. But we don't exercise. Right. We want to feel rested, but we don't go to bed. When our behaviors don't match what we're trying to feel or we want to feel, you know, our routines, our schedules, everything's out of whack, and we're right. not going to be able to achieve what we want to achieve.
That's right. You start with how did I get here?
Right.
And what's happened?
Right.
Okay. What has happened to my life? Mm-hmm. And what do I need to put back together?
Right.
Okay. So how did I get here? What do I need to do?
Right. Mm-hmm. So thinking about the breakdown, the nervous breakdown. Throughout the week, we've kind of talked about breakdowns in a couple of different ways. That right. a breakdown could be, you know, a period of time where you're experiencing a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Could be a period of time when you're just completely overwhelmed with everything that's happening at work or at school. It could be a period of depression. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of symptoms, a lot of behaviors, a lot of psychological characteristics mm-hmm. that could result in this kind of breakdown.
That's right. It may be that I got too anxious about something right. and came apart. It may be that I got too sad, too depressed about something and mm-hmm. came apart. So that comes under the heading of what am I dealing with,
right.
you know, and first you have to know that.
Right.
That comes under that first heading of how did I get here,
right.
what came apart, what
right.
unraveled, okay.
Right.
Then you get some idea of what you have to do to get back to normal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the, like the example that always comes to my mind when I think about it in this way is I think of the high school student who had a bit of a breakdown and falls behind in their
yeah.
classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, you know, there's 33 assignments and they have right. to get all 33 done by next week because that's the end of the grading period.
Right.
And, you know, so mm-hmm. they are, you know, just slammed with
right.
with things that they have to do. And they're sitting there and you know, my mental image of them is sitting there at the kitchen table with piles of books and papers all over of these 33 assignments.
Right.
And they're just completely overwhelmed and they have no idea where to start.
Right, right. Or, you know, the one that I think about is the busy administrative assistant.
Yeah.
And you wrote about that in the handbook.
Right.
About the mother who's the boss is on vacation, so she comes home and she's calm,
mm-hmm.
but he returns and right. has this mountain of work for her to do.
Right.
Oh.
Did you sneeze? Bless you.
I sneezed.
Bless you.
I apologize to everybody for that.
Wow.
Yes, I think that crisis is over. And so my apologies to all of you who would rather not witness those sorts of things. We might edit that out, and we might leave it in just for grins.
I'm going to leave that
in. I think that my partner here will probably leave it in for ridicule purposes eventually.
I might cut it just to save that snippet as well, too. So.
Use it for advertising.
Yeah, who knows? That's the privilege of being the editor.
He's our IT guy. And I shudder to think of what's been edited into these podcasts when we're finished, because he does that in private. He has a little dark room that he goes to.
All of a sudden, there's going to be like every video from now on is going to have, Richard, why do you sneeze
every time? You should see all the things that have happened here that we edit out of these things. Well, until today, I thought we edited them out, but perhaps we haven't. I better go back and review.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Past mishaps. So I do apologize to all of you for that.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it came from or why it happened or why it happened now. You know, I have a 15-hour day here, but it had to happen during this seven-minute segment.
Because I pray sometimes that things like that would happen just so that I can. And so my prayer was answered today.
You don't know about empathy, do you?
What?
Never. What? What's an empathy?
Can you get one of those at the store?
You can get them at the store. Yes.
All right.
There's a special on empathies this week,
right?
Somewhere,
but you're right. The that story about the administrative assistant and just the way that there are things that happen in our life that make us completely overwhelmed, make us feel completely just like we're drowning,
right?
And then we're not sure how to take those next steps. And that's where I think that some of the things that we're going to talk about today, the schedules and the routines and just the sort of life decisions, are really going to come in handy.
That's right, because it's not just getting back to normal that's important. Mm-hmm. I've been harping on that, but it's also that the routines help make you better. Okay, and that's the other thing. Right. There's a restorative value to regaining, to returning to these, at least the positive ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't want to return to the negative ones, the things that got you there. But developing a schedule, getting back to your exercise and eating and sleeping will also help make you better, get you out of this dilemma that you've fallen into.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, again, going back to the student with all the assignments, we know, the student knows, that as soon as those 33 assignments are done, everything's going to be back to normal. We're going to feel good about things. The task is getting out from under all those assignments.
Right.
And you can sit there, and so this is maybe strategy number one. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and you can look at the pile of books and the pile of worksheets and assignments, and you can just feel overwhelmed and not have any idea where to start. Mm-hmm. Or you take all of those things off the table and put them to the side.
Right.
You just take one at a time and put it on the table. Mm-hmm. And then you just finish that one assignment. Then you put it aside. Then you take the next one. And it's very literally when we're looking at the mountain of work that we have to do. Mm-hmm. I think of kids that when parents say, you know, go in and clean your room.
Right.
They look in their room and they see, it's in shambles.
Right.
And they don't know where to start.
Right.
We have to find a way to get started that you can build momentum.
And you're right with the college student example, and we see this frequently. As long as students are advised every year, to be coming up in a few more weeks as they go back to college and high school, and they're told, keep up with your work, keep up with your assignments, because if you start to get behind, it's going to overwhelm you.
Right.
And that's when students have these breakdowns, is when they get overwhelmed because they've let the work slide, and then suddenly they have an amount of work that seems impossible to do, and they know they're going to do poorly in some classes, and there will be consequences, grades and parents and probations and those sorts of things.
Right.
So yes, you become overwhelmed.
Right.
And that's when we see students get overwhelmed.
Right. So when we think about, so we have that strategy of sorts to approach the mountain of work that we mm-hmm. need to do to get out from under the emotional or mental right. collapse. The way to stay out from under it is to build healthy routines, healthy schedules, so that you stay ahead of the game, so that right. you stay on top of things in a way that is going to keep you balanced.
Right.
You know, if you, you know, I don't know how many times I say this a week to yeah. patients that we're working with, you know, if you just say, it's far easier to say, I'm going to dedicate an hour a day to this activity mm-hmm. than it is to say, I'm going to spend Saturday catching up on everything I didn't do for the
right.
week.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. If you just did a little bit every day, mm-hmm. it would have far less of an impact on your life than if you tried to, than if you put it off and put it off and put it off, right. and then all of a sudden now you're working from behind.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when we're thinking about, you know, either preventing a breakdown or recovering mm-hmm. after a breakdown,
that's right.
we have to get back and build these healthy schedules and routines, these lifestyle things, because that's the change that's going to help you find stability.
Right. And we can't emphasize enough that it's both recovery, mm-hmm. but it's also prevention.
Exactly.
Okay, what's going to get you back is a routine, a right. routine that works for you. What's going to prevent subsequent breakdowns is the same routine
right.
that you use for recovery.
Exactly.
Okay, so remember, it's prevention and recovery.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's where you were starting off at, and that is, you know, looking at what got you there mm-hmm. to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, what got you behind? Well, you kept putting things off.
Right. That's right.
All right. So now we're going to build a routine that prevents you, keeps you from putting things right. off.
You know, why did things fall apart? Because you got out of the, you know, if you're not sleeping well, you're not eating mm-hmm. well, you're not exercising, you're not doing the things you're supposed to do. You know, we always say here, the body knows. Mm-hmm. You cannot trick your body. You can eat sugar for a long time, but eventually it's going to come. But you can smoke for a long time. You can drink, you can do anything for a long time. The body knows, mm-hmm. and eventually there's going to be a price to pay.
Right.
And so the only solution are these routines, mm-hmm. ways of doing things that maintain some balance, some stability.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah. All right.
Get back to it.
Now tomorrow we're going to talk about getting back to work.
Right.
Because that's a big issue yeah. for a lot of people. So we'll hit that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a big challenge, big yes. obstacle.
Yep. Yeah. So all right, okay. That's it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychEdge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.